Much yeah. Love.
Could you have time really quick? Really quick
talk. On,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, a great reward for a year of complete dedication from that group of players, but they did it in style.
They ended up in style, and I suppose the scoreboard at the end maybe flattered us slightly. I thought that Dun and Mine were well in it, bar the goal in the first half. But I have to admit now, we did kick on well in the second half. We moved up through the gears very well, and we were creating chances in the first half that maybe were going wide or dropping short. We felt their kickouts were giving us a bit of bar. They were retaining so much possession from the kickouts. Once we got the squeeze on the second half, we knew we had done the work over the course of the year. And I'm just delighted for everybody involved that we managed to get over the line.
And first half, they were getting that possession from their kickouts and pushing on. But your defensive setup was well organised. You were pushing them out lateral. And you know, they weren't getting very many easy scoring chances.
They weren't, but I think a lot of that came from the hurt that the defenders felt from the Castle Dawson game, where we felt we defended very poorly. I thought we were too porous at the back. And that's not to hang out the full back line by any means. Scores come from well down the field. Just felt in general, our opening 25 minutes against Castle Dawson was very poor. And the boys had a point to prove today defensively that we weren't as poor as we showed against Castle Dawson, where we were a couple of scores away from being beaten, I felt. So they went out to a point to prove, and I'm delighted even more so with only conceding the not 10 or whatever it was, as opposed to the big score we put up.
Two great goals from Chris and Frank, but you could have two more, a couple of great saves from the Dunhamine goalkeeper.
Yeah, they have an excellent goalkeeper, and we knew that coming into the game, but I suppose when you're creating four goal chances in a game, that's a good sign. The fact we put two of them away, a goal is a massive score in games of this nature. You're playing the best team in Ulster today in Dunhamine, and we knew it was going to go the whole way. Thankfully, we got the goals at the right time. That meant that we were able to ease home with four or five to go, as opposed to going right to the wire.
And these boys, I suppose they've sacrificed themselves in a lot of ways. There's been a lot of celebrations going on in Pomeroy over the centenary and that. They're entitled to a bit of a party now.
Oh, absolutely, and no more so than the players who in their centenary year really put their shoulder to the wheel. And there may have been pressure from inside the club. We didn't feel that, to be honest, in our preparations. We just wanted to prepare 30 players to play championship football and league football, and these boys have dedicated themselves for the full calendar year. I'm particularly delighted for Brendan Cullinham as well. He didn't train for 2 weeks there with a calf injury. He got married yesterday up in Ingrannan, and we're just delighted that his weekend has ended so perfectly for him. He'll be the first to admit as a team and a squad performance, and every one of them deserves their few days off, as you say.
That's great, Mark.
All right, okay, Mark, well done.
Thank you.
All right. Well good luck in the new year.
Thank you very much. All right.